Where Grevillea's grow and basil blooms. It's pollinator week and it's coming to you. Do they have four wings or do they have two? Where their eyes are placed, now that's the real clue. So take a walk, bring a pen, when the flowers smell sweet, who will you meet this pollinator week?
Red rocket in orbit above the city, reading a landscape in the language of UV. An aviator asks,
Peter, what is it you see?
Eucalypts to eat and lantana to sleep. Pollinator, pollinator, is that a reed me that I see? Pollinator, pollinator, who will you meet this pollinator week?
Suspended midair, wearing black and yellow jeans, from aviator goggles, observing the scene.
But how are you flying with only two wings?
I just hold my halters and hover for a bit.
Pollinator, pollinator,
pollinator,
is that a hoverfly that I see?
Pollinator,
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 who will you meet this pollinator week?
Wings held up on a petunia, she's perched. Meet Priscilla, queen of the dessert. And fells up from buses like a fatty puff of straw, with pollen-studded roots she carries on the tour.
Pollinator,
she's scanning for a treat. Speeding through the sky, knitting pollen as she goes. Eliminating aphids, assisting veggie growth.
Pollinator, pollinator,
pollinator,
is that a paper wasp that I see? Pollinator, pollinator,
pollinator,
who will you meet this pollinator week? Shh, now it's quiet and Reed is sleeping tight. Mix searching for sweetness amongst the city lights. Perfumed petals gleaming tempted by the smell,
but blinded by the glow.
Pollinator, pollinator, is that a hawk moth that I see? Pollinator, pollinator, who will you meet this pollinator week?
So if you go outside, you might be surprised at the diversity that you can see with your own eyes. Do they have four wings or do they have two?
Where their eyes are placed, yeah, that's the big clue.
There's so many species and we haven't named them all. It takes me and you to write the record. Take a walk, bring a pen, when the flowers smell sweet,
who will you meet
this pollinator week?
Support acts can sometimes outshine the main performance. Will this be the case on Saturday, the 17th of December at Junction 142? Doors open at 2 p.m, music from 3 p.m, and that music from at 3 p.m. will be provided by the Blue Mountains' very own Amelie Ecology. Welcome to Radio Blue Mountains, Amelie.
Hi, Jack. How are you going?
I'm going good, and it's good to hear that you're going well. Your support for Charlie McGee from Formidable Vegetable, and we've already spoken with Charlie McGee today. There's a great symmetry between you, your songs, and Charlie McGee's. This is inspired pairing by Fusion Boutique.
Yeah, well, actually, Formidable Vegetable really inspired me to start writing music to translate this awesome, yummy, ecological world into song. So it makes sense. There's a lot of synergies there, and being able to open for them, or at least for Charlie, it's been, oh, it's just a bit of an exciting time.
It is. Well, let's hear it for those who don't know Amelie Ecology, and I will admit, yeah, we've been friends for a while. I'm just reading from your website. You're a science communicator, an artist, a teacher, conducting a PhD research on bees at the University of Sydney. You use citizen science to explore the diversity and awareness of pollinators in urban community gardens and bushlands. Sounds kind of boring.
I have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun. And actually, I just finished my PhD, so feeling a bit proud of that one. It's all coming together now, and I get to really focus on the translating into music side of things.
Well, all right, tell us about your PhD. Before we get into the music, what was your PhD on?
So I research how we can make cities better for bees and other pollinators, and how we can use creative science education to support especially young people to fall in love with insects. And along the journey, I realized that no one's going to read my research. My mom might. She's real supportive. My supervisors will. But if I want to get this awesome knowledge across, I better start running workshops and writing songs about these beautiful pollinators that we see. And that's the song that we just heard.
Well, that's yeah. You kind of hit upon a bit of a thought that went through my head. I do know a lot of university graduates, and they've all done PhDs. But you're right. They get written. They get put on the shelf, and no one really looks at them unless they're the theory of relativity. So, but by what you're doing, you're turning your research into education.
Exactly. And I think it's a really beautiful place to be in science communication to be able to mix this science and creativity. And I think a big part of what Formidable Vegetable does as well in translating permaculture into songs is that it's that part of communication, using that creativity to share what we love so much. And for me, that's native bees, pollinators, and the insects that we share our world with.
We heard the song that you did for the Australian Pollinator Week to open up with, but let's hear right now a bit of your work with ABC It Takes a Bee.
ABC, it takes a bee to take pollen from A to Z. ABC, it takes a bee to take pollen from A to Z. A is for the anther where the pollen sits, part of the male stamen with the filament. Bee lands on a flower to collect pollen, store it in her basket called a corbiculae. She dances between flowers with much energy, and pollen sticks to her fluffy fuzzy body. With each new flower that she visits, to another female state mother, the pollen it sticks. So ABC, it takes a bee to take pollen from A to Z. ABC, it takes a bee to take pollen from A to Z. The pollen grows down the pollen tube, fertilize the ovule to become a fruit. We eat these tasty treats and plant the seeds in the soil that germinate to become big fruit trees. Oh, ABC, it takes a bee to take pollen from A to Z. ABC, it takes a bee to take pollen from A to Z. Now, who thinks of honey when we think of bees? Bees are sticky, girl, we lick our fingers with glee. But here's an idea that might feel wacky. Most of bees don't make honey. ABC, it takes a bee to take pollen from A to Z. ABC, it takes a bee to take pollen from A to Z. Over 20,000 kinds of native bees, most of whom are solitary. They live alone with a few babies, without a queen, a workers, or a colony.
But if they don't make honey, then what makes a bee a bee?
They have an important job of pollinating. They feed the earwax pollen as yummy protein. Kind and caring parcels they wait to in spring.
This is Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM, and we're talking with Amelie Ecology, specifically about the upcoming gig at Junction 142 this Saturday afternoon, the 17th of December. We just heard ABC, It Takes a Bee. Musically, this is a clever little song. With your songs, Emily, and the production and composition, is it all Emily, or are you a recording studio dictator?
I've been so lucky throughout my music journey to collaborate with the most awesome humans. Ruben Ryan helps a lot with the production side of the songs. This particular song was mixed by Gabby Brown, also known as Gaila, and she'll actually be playing with me at the gig this upcoming Saturday. She'll be playing the guitar and, of course, dressing up as a native bee, as will I.
Of course. Dare I say, I don't want to let too much away. Will there be a blue-banded bee on Saturday?
Oh, well, the blue-banded bee has got to take the stage because they are 350 times per second buzz-pollinating, extravagant, amazing bees.
Don't give too much away. I know. I've seen you perform a few times. So, yeah, we don't want to give too much away, but it will be a fun little ride. And speaking of fun rides, you're a well-traveled person. You've been to Japan?
Yeah. I actually spent about 3 years in total living in Japan. That was an incredible time. I went over to research bees in Tokyo and then ended up shifting, and I traveled around and collaborated with some amazing artists. Actually released a few songs in Japanese over there, which was a real fun time. Oh, it's nice to be reminded about that.
Well, okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here without any notice. Can you say something in Japanese to our regular listeners? Because we do stream internationally on the web.
Oh, that's exciting. Konnichiwa, minasan, Ameri Ikoroji desu. Hachi ga daisuki desu. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
I totally agree with what you just said.
I just introduced myself and said I like bees.
I've got to take your word for it. You could have been running to overthrow the government for all I know. I don't know Japanese at all.
Fortunately, the international listeners will be able to testify what I said.
All right. I want to talk about another one of your songs, Who's an Ecologist? It's the only song that I know in the whole world that uses the word hypothesis in the lyrics. How did you manage to put that together? I can write music. I can write music and score all day long, but I can't put lyrics to anything. And yet you come up with the word hypothesis in a song. How did you do this?
Well, I had a hypothesis that it was possible, and I had to test that. So I guess that's how the song came about. But this song is a bit special because, as we were chatting about before, I'm a PhD student. I'm a researcher. I've been at uni for a bit too long now. And I realized that whilst I'm studying ecology, it's actually the most incredible ecologists out there are the ones who are spending time in nature, spending time with the land, who have this observational way of looking at the world and questioning things every day. And so this song is about all the ecologists out there. And I really invite people to go outside and see the beautiful world and maybe ask those questions and curiosities and make hypotheses.
Well, there is that synergy, as you say, between you and Charlie McGee from Formidable Vegetable and permaculture, which is another thing that ties us all together, because permaculture in a way is just a logical way of approaching gardening, living, our treatment of the earth. And as you sing in Who's an Ecologist, you sing about the woman walking the land, who knows when the seasons are, who knows when plants will grow. It's almost a permaculture song in itself.
Absolutely. And I mean, really grounded in permaculture is this concept of embracing biodiversity and really observing. In fact, half, even more, of permaculture design is observing before actually taking action. So by thinking about the world that we live in and trying to really work with the biodiversity that already exists, we might be able to do so in a way that's really caring for our earth, caring for people, and in a way that's very fair share. So I hope that this song can blend into that as well.
All right, well, let's give our listeners a hear of Who's an Ecologist by Emily Ecology.
So I asked myself a question. I wonder what it might be that makes an urban garden pollinator friendly. I wonder if it's the kinds of plants or the number of trees, whether for bees, flies, then wasps began to flowers I could see, and I found it wasn't just the kinds of plants nor the number of trees, but simply gardens with more flowers attracted more flies, wasps, and bees. So I asked myself, am I an ecologist? A person that sees that there's a buzzing in the blossoms of trees. I asked a question and I followed it through, designing an experiment that someone else could do too. Who's an ecologist? A woman walking the land. She knows the country, the scuts and tracks in the sand. She names the seasons, cause she knows when the whales do not, the waters bloom, trees blow in the wind. Oh, full of curiosity, making a hypothesis, you'd be ecologist too, testing out what's on our mind,
analyzing what we find.
Ecology for me and you. Who's an ecologist?
It's putting scraps in your compost.
Gets all smelly, cause it's nitrogen rich. You add some carbon with some leaves up the street, you churn it up, it gets real hot and starts smelling sweet. Who's an ecologist? A farmer intercropping. She grows the sun to fix that nitrogen. She rotates chickens, so with that scratching and poo, they turn over the cell for other foods to grow too. Follow curiosities, making a hypothesis, we can be ecologists too, testing now what's on our mind, analyzing what we find. Ecology's for me and you. Follow curiosities, making a hypothesis, we can be ecologists too, testing now what's on our mind, analyzing what we find. Ecology's for me and you. Testing now what's on our mind, analyzing what we find. Ecology's for me and you.
Radio Blue Mountains, we're talking with Emily Ecology, who's appearing this Saturday. Junction 142, you know where Junction 142 is, in the middle of Katoomba Street. It's the old church there. Fusion Boutique's putting it on. Can I dare say, jump on Fusion Boutique, get your tickets now. If not, you risk it and come through at the door. It's 2 p.m. doors open. It'll be a family-friendly show. And we're talking with Emily Ecology right now, who is the support act for Charlie McGee. And Emily, your PhD's done. You've just said that. You're an educator with school kids, but school's winding up for the year. You've had a few local gigs under your belt between what we did with Resilient Blue Mountains, the Winter Magic Revival Festival. Now you're playing with Charlie. What's next for you as this busy bee?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I've always wanted to make a CD, all pun intended. And I'm really hoping to work on making a crowdfunder to make the album really happen. I want it to be a really beautiful educational resource kit for teachers and homeschool parents alike. So I guess now I finally have the time to really launch into creating that educational package through music and science and ecology all together.
That sounds like a great project, actually. And you're in the right part of the world to do that in.
Absolutely. And I'm so surrounded by beautiful artists and creatives in the Blue Mountains as well. So just saying right now, if anyone wants to collaborate, I am a keen bean.
Well, you work with school children. What's involved there?
Oh, well, I also run a lot of workshops around native bees and education, and teach permaculture design courses with young people in the Blue Mountains. a lot of the like ecology experimentation side of things is working with school children. Mm-hmm. But actually on one of my songs, I'm a Seed, my young friends who are also amazing climate activists actually sing on the track as well. So it's really nice to be able to see, you know, friends and that role as an educator and as just as a creative partner kind of weave into one in our beautiful local community.
Well, we'll finish up by playing the song Seed, since you've now introduced it, yes. thank you for that. You're doing my job for me. But what can people expect to see on Saturday afternoon?
Well, so on Saturday afternoon is going to be a super fun, family-friendly event. You can bring your kids, but also just your inner child. You don't have to be a kid. You don't have to bring a kid. Adults absolutely will have a great time. It's a beautiful environmental celebration. Charlie and I will be playing some tunes, bring a picnic rug. It's just going to be a beautiful event where we can share permaculture tunes, share ecology tunes, and connect with each other and have a beautiful time.
If people can't make it to see you this Saturday, where can they find Emily Ecology?
You can check out my website, letsbescientists.org, or follow me on all the things at Emily Ecology. And I've actually got a whole bunch of really fun summer school holiday workshops coming up. We're doing Buzzy Bee Play in Lithgow. We're doing Native Bee Workshops at the Blue Mountains Cultural Centre and with Blackheath Community Centre. So check out my website and we might be able to have a buzz in time.
Sounds fabulous. All right, well, the song Seed, tell me about Seed.
Well, I'm a Seed is a very special song to me. It's a song about taking action on climate change by our incredibly inspiring young climate activists. It's about harnessing the potential within because everything we need with our beautiful community of mycorrhizal organisms around us is there to grow into big, strong trees. So I invite people to imagine that little seed that's growing and growing in the change that we want to see in the world. And that's what this song means.
Let's right now hear the song Seed. Thank you very much, Emily Ecology. We'll see you on Saturday the 17th.
I'll see you there.
I'm a seed, I'm a tiny, tiny seed, and inside me are all our futures and our histories. I'm a seed, I'm a tiny, tiny seed, and inside me is all I need to be a big, strong tree.
While I'm lonely young, just a list of things you must undo. Big clouds of hope and anguish rolling over you. Are you feeling in a pickle? Salt water tastes like brine. You can hang out waiting for help from above, or you can make your own sign. Change the lens through which we see.
Cause nature is the balance between giving and receiving. It's the strength that's at our bones. It's that knowing you're bleeding. Nature, she'll hold us. She'll hold us when she can. But it's respecting and acknowledging the limits of this land.